John 17, verses 1 to 5. Jesus prays for himself. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen. The meditation questions for John chapter 17 and audio commentary are available on our website. Reading this chapter daily, answering the meditation questions, and sharing the word daily are all essential parts of Friends Bible Study. Please listen to the audio commentary at your leisure. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Thank you, Father, for loving us and sending Jesus to die on the cross for our sins so that we can know you and live in a love relationship with you. Speak to us today through your word in Jesus' name, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 17, 1-5, Jesus prays for himself. Let's read verses 1-5. Jesus said these things, lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you. Even as you gave him authority over all flesh, so he will give eternal life to all whom you have given him. This is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and him who you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth. I have accomplished the work that which you have given me to do. Now, Father, glorify me with your own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world existed. Jesus referred to himself 12 times and to his Father 14 times in verses 1 to 5. His focus was on his relationship with his Father. Jesus came to do the Father's will and to bring him glory. He glorified his Father by giving eternal life to everyone the Father had given him. Jesus would be glorified through the cross and then return to his Father and to the glory he had with him before the world existed. Let's look at verses 1 to 2. Jesus said these things, then lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you, even as you gave him authority over all flesh, so he will give eternal life to all whom you have given him. Meditation question. What was Jesus referring to in verse 1 when he said, Father, the time has come, glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you? Jesus began this prayer in verse 1 with the words, Father, the time has come. Throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus spoke often of his hour, and he was keenly aware of the Father's plan and timing, as seen in the following verses. John 7:30. They sought therefore to take him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. John 8:20. No one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come. John 12:27. For this purpose I came to this hour. And John 13:1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Jesus knew that his hour had come, the time for his suffering and death on the cross was here. The word glory is used 5 times in verses 1 to 5. Jesus prayed in verse 1, glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. He was speaking about the cross. Jesus knew that he would be glorified through suffering, shame, pain, and the humiliation of the cross. We have previously discussed the glory of the cross in the Gospel of John. Jesus and his Father would be glorified through the cross, even though it was so terrible, cruel, and humbling. The Father and the Son were glorified on the cross because it revealed God's love, mercy, forgiveness, and humility. Jesus revealed the glory of his Father through the cross by triumphing over evil and securing eternal redemption for all who believe. The majesty and magnificence of God's character are revealed for time and eternity through the cross. People from all nations, languages, and social classes have fallen on their knees in worship and adoration over the past 2,000 years when they saw the glory of the cross. Jesus continued in verse 2, "Even as you gave him authority over all flesh, so he will give eternal life to all whom you have given him." God the Father gave Jesus all authority in heaven and on earth, and he gave Jesus the authority to give eternal life to all who believe. Salvation is the work of the Father. He loves sinners and draws them to himself so they can believe and receive eternal life. The Gospel of John declares many times that true life is found in Christ alone. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind, John 1:4. John 3:16, "God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." John 5:22, "Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life." John 10:10, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." And John 11:25-26, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die." Many other statements like this in the Gospel of John make it clear that true life and eternal life are found in Jesus. Philippians 2:9-10 describes the authority God gave to Jesus. "Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." Jesus has all authority over all things. He alone has the authority to give eternal life to those who believe. Verse 3, "This is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and him who you sent, Jesus Christ." Meditation question: explain the meaning of eternal life in your own words. This verse defines the nature of eternal life. It is not just endless life on earth or somewhere in the universe. Eternal life is not a place. Eternal life is knowing God. True life is in him. We now experience eternal life by living in a love relationship with Jesus and the Father. People completely misunderstand when they think eternal life is a place where we go when we die. The essence of eternal life is a personal love relationship with God. As written in verse 3, eternal life means to know you, the only true God. Jesus came not just so that we could go to heaven when we die, but so that we could know the Father. Many people preach a gospel focused on going to heaven when we die, but this misses the point. God wants us to know him, walk with him, and live in a love relationship with him. Many people miss out on true life by focus on heaven rather than on knowing him. Verse 4, "I glorified you on the earth. I have accomplished the work which you have given to me. Now, Father, glorify me with your own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world existed." Meditation question: how did Jesus glorify his Father when he was in this world? Describe the glory he had before the world existed. Jesus talked a lot about the word glory. His glorification is a central theme of the Gospel of John. John 13:31-32 is one example. Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once." Jesus came to bring glory to his Father, to be glorified in the Father, and to bring us into his glory. This is a central theme of Jesus' prayer in John chapter 17. Jesus glorified the Father by completing the work the Father had given him. Now, Jesus prayed, glorify me with yourself. This refers to the glory Jesus had before the world existed. He lived throughout eternity in oneness with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Jesus set aside his divine authority, exalted position, and glory when he became a human being and entered this world. When he finished the work the Father had given him, he was ready to return to his Father and to the position and glory he had before the world was formed. Jesus finished the work the Father gave him to do and brought glory to him. We should ask ourselves, am I doing the work God has given to me to do? Most of us cannot say, I have completed the work the Father gave me to do. However, it is important to be able to say, I am doing the work you gave me to do. In the end, what else is important? Let's pray. Father, thank you for giving us eternal life, which means to know you. May we see your glory and glorify you in all that we do. May each of us be able to say, I am doing the work the Father gave me to do.